proclamation number 8522 dated the July 8, 1963. God's word will be heard eternally. I have promised to stay with you until the end of the world. And my word will be heard by you, my living creation, as a sign of my presence. The connection between your God and Creator of eternity and you, his beings having emerged from him, will remain forever. My love for you will eternally express itself by speaking to you, because since the beginning it found greatest pleasure in being able to be in touch with its living creations through the Word, and because the happiness of all beings will also eternally consist of constantly receiving my strength of love, and this transmission of strength is expressing itself through my directly imparted Word. I reveal myself through the Word. I transfer my thoughts onto you and find my happiness by stimulating you to respond in kind, so that the dialogue between father and child can take place, which in itself provides supreme beatitude. The more perfect the being is, the more clearly it can hear my voice within its heart, which is to be spiritually understood insofar as that the being is moving within brightest realization, within the same will and the same thoughts as mine, with whom it is intimately united due to its perfection. Yet even a being with a lesser degree of maturity can still hear me if, in awareness of itself, it establishes contact with me. Nevertheless, the degree of happiness will be higher or lower respectively, for once it is united with me again, the being will have come alive, the state of death will have been overcome, which alone excludes the hearing of my word. But only very few people know that their God and Creator would like to speak to them and that they could indeed hear him if they lived a way of life in accordance with his will. Only few people experience the happiness of a direct communication and enter into a heartfelt relationship with him. And if fellow human beings are given the knowledge of it, they find it incredible and only laugh at those who tell them so. Yet, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Single quote in this promise of mine. 2. Is usually interpreted differently inasmuch as you believe that the written word will be preserved and changed. Yet even for this it is necessary that my word be repeatedly conveyed to earth, because human will does not retain anything unaltered and the purity of the once spoken word will not remain guaranteed. But this promise of mine has an even more profound significance still: my word shall not pass away. Single quote, my word will always and forever be heard by the spiritually tangible beings. My word will always and forever give evidence of the bond of all created beings with me. My living creations may always and forever be able to hear me, for their happiness rests in the fact that they will be spoken to by me directly, that they will always know of my will and harbor the same will within themselves, that they may associate with their God and Creator like children with their Father, that profound realization, supreme wisdom and truthful knowledge will permeate them and make them infinitely happy. And all this is only the result of the dialogue with me through the Word. If my Word could not be heard within all spiritual beings, there could not be true life either, for only my Word is the life, the strength and also the happiness, or I would forever be a distant, inaccessible God for my living creations, with whom there would be no reason to make contact and no effect could be recognized either. I will be with you until the end. Single quote, you will not be without me in my presence anymore, unless you still belong to my adversary into whose domain I will not intrude. Instead you have to turn to me voluntarily. But as soon as you have separated yourselves from him and seriously strive towards me, my word will also be heard within you, albeit very quietly at first as the voice of conscience, yet you will be able to hear it increasingly more distinctly if only you hand yourselves over to me so that you are inwardly urged to speak to me in thought. Then you will also receive an answer, only that you will not recognize it as such at first but regard it as your own thoughts. However, the more you withdraw from the world and look for me, the louder my voice will sound in you, and the belief in my speaking to you can also enable you to consciously expect it. And you will hear me. It entirely depends on your soul's degree of maturity. It entirely depends on your degree of love, how you will hear me and my word. And since you, as belonging to me, are constantly ascending, my word will not exclude you either. I will be and remain with you and always and forever speak to you, and you will become increasingly happier as a result of the constant dialogue with me through my word. Amen.